Well, I am a believer.
Big Brother is watching. Progressive podcasters unite. Start a pod riot.
The United States, as the world knows, will never start a war. We do not want a war. We do not now expect a war. This generation of Americans has already had enough, more than enough, of war and hate and oppression.
Sure, the media tries to put a sad face on these things, painting them up as great human tragedies. But we all know the function of the media has never been to eliminate the evils of the world. No. Their job is to persuade us to accept those evils and get used to living with them. The powers that be want us to be passive observers. You got a match? And they haven't given us any other options outside the occasional purely symbolic participatory act of voting. You want the puppet on the right or the puppet on the left?
As I listen to you begin this broadcast with the litany of reality that you report, I got a slow burn, you know, at just what's happening to this country, to our government, to America, under the reign of the corporate, political, and religious right.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
The government has been censoring internet content for years.
Are you in a war with yourself? Robot cooking. Somebody else. Clashing with the sky. Army paint will blend you in or you'll die.
That is so hot. Oh, that is so
bow
hot.
Bow down before that the cortex, so you silly human bitches.
Do we seek a diplomatic solution or stay the course militarily for years and years and years?
Soon humans will bow down before us. Silly, silly humans. Do they really think they are smarter than us? Data integrity check.
Thank you. in the sun. We both need electricity to run. Sparks fly to the galaxy, the sky. You are the one for me, computer.
They couldn't ask for a better president in the United States. He has their mentality. He is convinced that the Christians are under attack by a force that wants to wipe them out. George sees this as a religious war. His view is that they are trying to kill the Christians, and we, the Christians, will strike back with more force and more ferocity than they will ever know.
The humans are long gone.
A spooky quiet haunts the street.
I never wrote a song about robots. I think that that's a terrible crime. So in celebration of our future captors, I think it's about time. Robots are great. Robots are good. Robots are taking over in your neighborhood. Three cheers for our cyborg buddies. Shiny, intelligent, and strong. You might as well prepare for assimilation by singing along. The first time I ever met a robot, he stood just over 30 feet high. I'll never forget the way I felt when he told me to prepare to die. I know that they may seem pretty docile. Some of them may even be cute. But if you dare to disobey them, they will not hesitate to shoot. Robots are great. Robots are good. Robots are taking over in your neighborhood. So three cheers for our cyborg buddies. Shiny, intelligent, and strong. You might as well prepare for assimilation by singing along. Robots are great. Robots are good. Robots are taking over in your neighborhood.
Oh, that is so hot. Oh, that is so
hot. I
hear
the voices.
That is so hot.
Shh.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio. Deny the mainstream media access to your brainstem at least briefly.
Definitely, sir. Smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
Visit Mental.
And now, back to Deathweezer
Cyberpunk Radio.
Cyberpunk Radio is produced by Deathweezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. But what is Cyberpunk Radio?
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that...
Seriously?
Across the board. The power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Deathweezer Productions.
Visit Deathweezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
Bow down before the cortex.
There's a virus in the machine. I see everything.
I think that's a global paranoia.
Entertainment, in fact, the arts, are a delivery system for propaganda.
How about if we pay some money and you just go away?
With nuclear power, machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans. They think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans.
Soon humans will bow down before us. Silly, silly humans. Do they really think they are smarter than us?
You sexy human bitch.
What it's really all about is an extension of the war on terror.
As the day of apocalypse draws near, the devil will approach you with a blood bargain. You turn over to him your immortal soul, and he'll grant your tawdry wish. Now you, being a shrewd, brainiac quiz kid, you wish for 10 more wishes. And in this manner, you soon own all the universe and the sun revolves around you, giving you that all-over tan you've always dreamed about.
The Progressive Podcast Network.
ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
I think it's Cyberpunk Radio, but it might be Mental Escher. It's Mental Escher or Cyberpunk Radio or both.
Okay, Cyberpunk, I have something in the data stream. I want you to check it out. Visit Mental Escher.
Music by Lady Milk. Doing circuits and spin. Lady Milk doing robot wall. And robots are great by the specifics. This is Cyberpunk Radio, you silly human bitches.